This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China continues to threaten President Biden and the American people. Beijing's ambassador to the United States warned Tuesday it will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and prevent progress on other issues. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, lost her re-election campaign by a landslide Tuesday.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Lawyer Harriet Hageman will represent the Republican ticket in November's midterm elections. Arizona and Nevada will face more cuts in water from the Colorado River and Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday it's blaming the drought for the cutbacks. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
China's premier has called on the country's richest provinces to offer economic support to boost pro-growth measures. China saw consumption and output unexpectedly slow down in July. An uncompromising zero-COVID approach was probably the reason. In a rare move, China's central bank cut lending rates on Monday to revive demand. The on-again, off-again, on-again kidnapping trial of the governor in Michigan continues.
Defense attorneys in Michigan grilled an FBI informant in the trial of two men accused of conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They questioned Dan Chappell's motivation to get inside a band of anti-government extremists and the key steps he took to gather evidence. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for the second time on conspiracy charges. A federal jury could not reach a unanimous verdict in April, but acquitted two other men. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
President Biden put $3.9 billion from student loans onto the American taxpayers to pay back. More than 200,000 former students who still owe a federal student loan from their time at ITT Technical Institute will see their loan balances wiped clean, whether they applied for forgiveness or not. This brings the total amount of student loan reassignments under Biden to nearly $32 billion. The Biden administration has spent nearly $3.8 trillion on their agenda since Inauguration Day. As the country continues to suffer from the resulting recession, Republican Representative Byron Donald on Fox News calls out Democrats for putting agenda over the needs of the country.
No, what America needs right now is for these Democrat senators. I'm talking about Castro in Nevada. I'm talking about Deb Haaland in New Hampshire, Raphael Warnock in Georgia. What they need to do, Mark Kelly in Arizona, they need to actually get those hires for border control and border security so we're not losing 100,000 plus people a year to fentanyl overdoses. That's what what they should be focused on in the United States Senate, not sending more employees into the IRS to harass American citizens just so they can squeeze every single dollar for their wasteful spending on green energy, which frankly does not work. It's not as green as they say, and it actually pollutes the environment when you look at the entire supply chain of solar panels and wind turbines.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Grover Norquist is with us, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. The country, not so well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have listed... you made a list, and counting it twice, there's a lot of naughty, no nice in this higher tax bill that was passed by the Senate. Break it down for our audience, if you would.
Oh, well, remember it's called the Inflation Reduction Act? It starts by raising the cost of energy. There's a tax on crude oil. That's what they make gasoline out of. There's a tax on producing natural gas for home heating and work, and a tax on coal. Oil, natural gas, gasoline, all get more expensive because of the taxes put on that. Then we move to, there's an interesting one. There's a $124 billion tax on stock in your 401k, your IRA. Remember, they keep promising that only tax in the top 1%. People make more than $400,000 a year. The one promise Biden made more than any other during the presidency. The biggest thing about this tax bill is it makes Biden's entire campaign a lie.
Exactly.
He kept saying, we won't do this. People trusted him. I'm not quite sure why, but they did, since Obama told the same lie and Bill Clinton told the same lie and then proceeded to raise taxes on everyone. This is a tax, the stock buyback tax, says when a company thinks the most efficient and effective thing it can do with its own extra cash that it's earned is to buy its own stock, that raises the value of the stock, and everyone with a 401k or an IRA benefits. And, of course, Biden is a very old man, and he remembers when 5, maybe 10% of Americans own stock directly. Today, 58% of Americans have stock in a 401k or an IRA, even more in union pensions and government pensions and private sector pensions. So this is a tax on your life savings full
exactly.
Now, they add $80 billion, courtesy of taxing you and me and all Americans, and they're going to use it to hire 87,000 new agents, auditors, and to ramp up audit. They're talking about 1.2 million audits. Now, again, Biden says only rich people and big companies will, only billionaires and rich companies will be audited. There was actually an amendment that the Republicans offered. They said, okay, wise guys, here's an amendment. Let's make it part of the law, part of Biden and the Democrats' tax increase, spending increase bill, that you can't increase audits on people making under $400,000 a year. Every single Democrat voted no. Biden did not call them on the phone and say, please, you're making a liar out of me. Don't do this. Janet Yellen, who wrote a letter saying, I'd like to instruct the IRS, not to, to audit people. It's a complete non-binding letter, okay? They did that in order to avoid a law, which would have been binding. And so they dragged Janet Yellen. The Treasury Secretary is supposed to be above politics, and they drag her out to lie to the American people and to Congress and say this is not necessary. Well, it is necessary if the president wants to keep his word. Now, if you're going to audit 1.2 million more audit people, small businesses over the next years, let's see, there are 700 billionaires about in the country. Okay, so he's going to tax the billionaires. That's 700 audits right there. And something like about approximately 500 businesses that are in the Fortune 500. My guess is it's about 500. And you add 500 and 7, that's 1,200. And we're now talking about 1.2 million audits. That's you and me, okay?
Right.
Once we hit the Fortune 500 and we hit the billionaires, the rest of us, it's fair game. CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, that's the government run by Democrats, says that this effort to increase audits expects to raise $20 billion from people who make less than $400,000. So they're not just going to have more audits. They're going to raise $20 billion from small and independent businesses. And IRS has been telling the truth all along. They always said, we think the people who aren't paying their taxes are small businessmen, self-employed people, people in the gig economy. That's who they expect to get 80% of all their cash from that they want to get out of people. And, of course, that is way fewer than $400,000 in income for people. So the tax stuff here is a complete mess. They want to raise corporate taxes in several different ways. The only thing a corporate tax does is hides who pays it.
Exactly. You and I are going to be paying that.
Yeah. Mr. General Motors does not pay taxes.
No.
Mr. General Motors does not go out for dinner and go on vacations and buy a second home or a yacht, okay? There is no Mr. General Motors. Corporations are legal fiction. What you do is, sadly, the economists estimate that about 70% of corporate taxes are paid by workers in lower wages and fewer people being hired, which makes sense because about 70% of what corporations spend is hiring people to do stuff, okay?
Exactly.
To build things, to make stuff, to do services. The money goes into wages, and when you say, tell you what, we're going to take $10 million from you, well, then what do they stop doing, right? Now, about 30% comes from higher costs. So everything you buy, you know, companies can't raise prices because they have competitors. But if you tax everybody higher, then they can actually raise prices because all their competitors are paying.
It's all across the board. Exactly.
Well, not in China, but in the United States. So it hurts American businesses internationally, competing with Europe and China. But inside the United States, people can pass on some of these increases in higher wages, higher costs. So your costs of buying things will go up and your wages will go down. That's what a corporate income tax does for you.
Well, the Democrats do this time and again. I mean, they are like, they're so dysfunctional, Grover, and disconnected from the empirical evidence. They keep doing this. I mean, this isn't something unique to the Biden administration. Obama did it. Other Democratic, controlled Congresses, they continue to do this. And somehow they, you know, regardless of the results in terms of exacerbating inflation or recession, I mean, look what we went through under Obama, Biden. We normally were out of a recession 12 to 18 months. It took us more than 2 years, the last recession that we went through under a Democratic presidency under Obama, Biden. And are we going to look at more of the same here under Biden now that Biden is with Kamala Harris and the Democrats are in charge?
Well, I'm going to make it easier for you to sleep at night because you won't have to wonder, why does Biden and all the Democrats do something that seems irrational? It raised the $2 trillion they spent the first several months of their presidency and the Democrats running the House and the Senate, caused inflation, these tax increases have slowed economics. The labor workforce, labor, the percentage of Americans working age labor force participation. That's down by more than a point. 3.4 million fewer people are working than you would expect if something hadn't collapsed in people's willingness to work. The number of people who work between the ages of 20 and 55 is down 3.4 million from where you would expect it to be. They don't count as unemployed because they quit looking, okay? But they are unemployed. They are not working.
I wonder how they're eating. We got to go to break. We've got more from Grover after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and ATR President Grover Norquist continues with us as we're breaking down this, this faux Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah, right, as he says. And other experts have said this will not do anything whatsoever. If anything, it's going to exacerbate the problem. Grover, real quick, and then I want you to pick up from where we left off, because I was looking at the math here regarding, you know, these IRS agents and how much money is being dedicated to expand the IRS, which is amazing to me because, you know, as you said, you know, these agents right now, I think the average income of those that are being audited are around $70,000 a year. So the chances of 87,000 new IRS agents now that according to their own job description are carrying, you know, guns and ammo with them and are also they also have been authorized to use deadly force. Now we got to be careful. If you make a mistake on your tax filing, these guys are weaponized. I mean, this is absolutely nuts what is happening with our government right now, brought to you by the Biden administration.
Yeah, the government admits that the IRS has 5 million rounds of ammunition. 5 million rounds of ammunition. This is the IRS, not the FBI, not Border Patrol, not the police, okay? This is the IRS. 3,282 pistols, 621 shotguns, 539 rifles, okay? 15 fully automatic firearms, 4 revolvers, and 5 million rounds of ammunition. What in the heck are they looking at? They're so poorly trained in handling those guns that there
are
more accidental firings of those guns than on-purpose firing.
Mm-hmm.
And the details of the incident, of the accidental discharges, I'm reading it here. It's all redacted.
Of course.
They won't, you know, little black lines for it. They won't tell you who got shot, who put a bullet in their, you know, what window got knocked out, what happened. Why could you not tell people what happened when a gun, quote unquote, accidentally went off? These are people not trained to use these weapons. The IRS doesn't need to be doing this.
When do they have the time to get trained? They're bean counters. They're auditors. When do they have time to go to the range, to go through a class and to be on top of a game to carry a weapon like this? I mean, even everyday concealed carry responsible gun owners across the country have more moxie and awareness of gun safety than an IRS agent that suddenly is given a gun and all kinds of ammunition. It's insane.
There are a whole series of challenges here. The IRS still hasn't found out who leaked thousands and thousands of people's personal audits, okay? This was a year and a half ago. They promised they'd get right on it and tell everybody. This is over a 10-year period, 15,000 different people. You could not go in and get this from one place. You had to have scanned the entire IRS files and then walked out the door and shared with a left-wing group this material. Nobody's been punished. Nobody's been punished. Nobody's been punished with asked. It's a 5-year go-to-jail crime to do this sort of thing.
Right,
nobody's
exactly.
Nobody's been indicted. And our dear friends in the Senate called him in, and the Republicans said, okay, what's going on? And they said, oh, it's under investigation by somebody. We can't tell you who it's under investigation by, and we can't tell you what they know. Thank you for inviting us to speak to you. That's the level at which they get away. The reward for doing that is $80 billion in higher budgets. As we were talking earlier, why do the Democrats do things that cause fewer people to work, higher inflation, slower growth, higher taxes than China? Why do they do that? Because their constituency, the people and structures that put them into power, are organized labor, trial lawyers, big city political machines, recipients of government grants. All those people want one thing: more of your money and more control over your life. And
exactly.
So we look at it and say, this is a failure, the Biden administration. What a failure. The unemployment isn't where it should be there. The 3 million people that have left the workforce, 3.4 million, that have left the workforce, they're so beside themselves, not being able to find a job that works. And inflation is at 40-year highs, and it's just awful. This is a no. And the Democrats, are you kidding? All of my constituents are happy and fed and getting rich, and that's who elects us, and that's who puts the money up to make this happen. Okay,
exactly. So, it's all about getting reelected. You're exactly right. And this is out and out theft, Grover. I mean, how else can you put it? You're stealing from the people.
Taxes to spend money on things that are not mentioned in the Constitution is theft. And, a tax to do something that's in the Constitution, like national defense or post office or, some of those things that are listed, small list of things, that's taxation, and people have over time agreed to it legislatively. But nobody signed up for taking money from people and spending it on things that are not part of what the federal government should be doing.
Exactly. Well, one final thing regarding this amount of money we're talking about. If I'm reading this correctly, the supersizing of IRS to increase audits $204 billion, and the net return is $124 billion. I think we're missing some billions of dollars here. I mean, it's a lot of money for only $124 billion.
Well, they're going to spend $80 billion, and then they're going to, from auditing people and turning them upside down and shaking them and having sucked them out of their pockets, they're going to get $200 billion. Now, that's net 120, right? But they're going to take $204 billion away from people. That's what they think they're going to get out of small businesses, independent contractors. That's a lot of money. But you're going to have 87,000 more guys, and they're going to get $204 billion. How much money does everybody get? You know, cops have a requirement that traffic cops have to get a quota of how many tickets they give every day. The IRS guys are going to have, because they've promised to ante up this amount of money out of people. And the fact that maybe there isn't that much, money that's gone untaxed somehow, doesn't matter. You promised, give us the cash you promised, and they will go out there and they will find people. And the IRS calls and says, you owe us $1,000. You can either write me the check or you can go hire a lawyer for a couple $1,000 and we can bother you for the next 6 months and suck up your time.
Well, and Joe Biden has that smirk on his face that we should pay our fair share. What's he going to pay when they count up all that money that the Biden family have been able to collect through Hunter Biden? Just a little sidebar question. Just throw it out there. You don't need to answer it because we only got 2 minutes left, and I wanted to address this other headline, and that is that Joe Biden is nationalizing our midterm election that you wrote about. Tell our audience about that. About 2 minutes left, Grover.
Well, he's trying to nationalize it by attacking Trump and talking about something other than the weak economy, inflation, the failure of Afghanistan, which was a year ago, the weakness that he showed to convince the Russians that now would be a good time to invade Ukraine. There's a lot of the weakness and incompetence of this administration has cost lives in Afghanistan, lives in Ukraine, and have made us less competitive with China.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like at every turn, and, and after everything is all said and done, Grover, everything that they've attacked Trump on, Trump is right. And, the media is not saying anything about it, and the Democrats live another day, and the Trump derangement syndrome continues, and we the people are paying for all this insanity.
Well, the press can say anything they want, but people go to the pump every week. The press can say anything they want, but people go to the grocery store every week. People know that their wages are increasing more slowly than inflation. They know they're worse off. They know that that after tax, after inflation, they are poorer than they used to be. They look at their 401k and IRA, and they say, my life savings is worth less than the day Biden got elected because Biden got elected.
Exactly. Grover Norquist, thank you for your time and insight as always. We appreciate it, sir. Take care.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China continues to threaten President Biden and the American people. Beijing's ambassador to the United States warned Tuesday it will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and prevent progress on other issues. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, lost her re-election campaign by a landslide Tuesday.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Lawyer Harriet Hageman will represent the Republican ticket in November's midterm elections. Arizona and Nevada will face more cuts in water from the Colorado River and Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday it's blaming the drought for the cutbacks. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How about you doing?
Hey, not bad. Got all the boxes put in the right places? Everything in perfect order now that the move is completed?
Oh, you're funny. You're a funny guy. I got a big truck out in my driveway waiting for bulky young men to come take the stuff off. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a puppy, though. We got a new puppy in the house, huh?
Yeah, got her yesterday. Let's add some more chaos. I don't know. That much chaos we can create in our life at one time.
And the puppy, and now you got to potty train the puppy, and there's all kinds of boxes and hidden places for the puppy adventure in, right?
And our old blind dog is having a fun time with it, too, having a little puppy run around trying to, slamming her around. Oh, it's crazy.
And then trying to figure out the new layout for the whole casita and everything, huh? That's a you're a brave man, Al. What are you doing? I mean, thing you're going to do is want to run for president or something?
Oh, no, that's Liz Cheney's job, and, you know, I don't want to stand in her way of her destiny to become the next Abraham Lincoln.
You think?
I'll leave it out.
Well, Al, you know, speaking of which, I mean, the primaries yesterday, yes, after the FBI raid on Trump, everything, I mean, look at Trump's batting record. I mean, his average now, this guy's hitting the ball out of the park. And I know the mainstream media is doing everything they can to tamp down any inkling of a red wave. And this is why I'm so cautiously optimistic about it. I mean, the country needs a red wave, but a red wave of red riders that got a backbone that want to get this country seriously back on track. Not just somebody who is a Republican or a conservative in name only. We need somebody who really is willing to fall on their sword for the sake of the next generation, right?
Yeah, and to that point, I think ultimately they're going to regret fixing the 2020 election, because now that you're setting 2024 up for a generational change, whereas if they let Trump or not fix it, Trump would be a lame duck president. People would be kind of tired of the whole shebang. They'd be going into the election stronger and not facing a generational switch. That's going to mess them up for years and years to come. So they might have shot themselves on the foot with that old scheme in 2020, but, hey.
Yeah, we might be thankful, because maybe we will. Maybe part of the process of cleaning the swamp was that we had to go through these four ugly years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and to really see, the beltway, the inner sanctum of the beltway fully exposed, because there's no holes barred here, Al. I mean, we're just not talking about, well, he said, she said. I mean, the people are at a point now that they don't trust the media. They see that they're lying. The FBI is a hot mess. I mean, Christopher Wray has done nothing. And the people are going to insist that there is a serious house cleaning on every three-letter agency, not to mention now that the IRS has been codified to add another 87,000 agents that, Biden says they're going to go after the people with the money. It's like, this is so laughable, because we know every time the IRS goes after the people with the money, they come back, their heads handed to them. They got beat up by all these corporate attorneys that they say, oh, no, we'll go after Bill Martinez and Al Parada because they don't have a battalion of attorneys to beat us up. So we'll act like we're doing our job. And, oh, yeah, by the way, make sure we got plenty of ammunition and guns with us, too, when we give them that audit, because we got to really demonstrate a force of power here, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost baffling. This Inflation Reduction Act, nobody thinks it'll have anything to do with reduced inflation. And then in CNN, it was just a joke. It was a marketing device to get Manchin on board. And 87,000 IRS agents. I mean, just the sheer politics, that seems like a pretty stupid thing to do.
how many of his constituents? Yeah. How many of his constituents alone are going to say, hey, thank you very much. I've got an appointment with the IRS, which I haven't had in all my life.
Yeah, I mean, unless that's the point, to add fear. But let's double the size of the organization that's most feared by people. It's like creating the fear. If you want to create a national police force, you'd probably sneak it into some other part of the government where nobody's noticing so much. All of a sudden,
this is how arrogant. Yeah, this is how arrogant they are. They just think they can, they can do this. They're just such brainiacs. And thank God for Joe Biden and all the intelligentsia of this elite class that knows so much more than the rest of us. I mean, God forbid that they would do an audit on the IRS and just say, hey, how good a job are you really doing just with the people that we have here now? Forget about the guns and the ammo. But, how good a job are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to hire an army of people that number cruncher types, why not a forensic audit of the U.S. government budget, where all the money is going and the trillions that they've spent in the last couple of years? I'd sign off on that. If they did that.
How about the military? Go where the money is. How much the military hasn't been audited in forever, and there's so much stuff that they can't even, figure out. But, just a little sidebar of the IRS. I was talking with somebody yesterday. Do you realize how many I mean, the IRS, they're so well trained. Here, you give them guns, and I don't know. There's been close to a dozen incidents now where these guys have misfired the guns. They've fired a gun through a bullet's gone through a wall. I mean, so far, I haven't heard of anybody, you know, getting killed at the hands of a misused gun by the IRS, but they've had at least a dozen misfiring incidents. And now, okay, let's get 87,000 more of these pioneers out here, give them a gun and bullets, and, you know, what do you think is going to happen with that number?
I don't know, but I think they're going to name Alec Baldwin the new IRS chief, I think. I think that's what's going to happen.
Maybe to make him the field range officer. Yeah, he'll be in charge of training them, right?
Yeah, oh, gosh. Maybe a little too soon for that joke, but still.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I don't know. I mean, only too soon. I mean, you know, you think it's too soon, but then he's the knucklehead that goes on TV. He's talking to Stephanopoulos. He goes, "Well, yeah, I didn't pull the trigger, you know, but I had the hammer back." I mean, wait a minute. The gun is in your hand, and Stephanopoulos is like on the edge of his seat listening to him, and I don't even know what part of Stephanopoulos' brain checked out to say, "Oh, my God, I'm in the interview from hell." I mean, I am listening to this guy load up the manure, and because he's a liberal, I got to act like I'm interested, and I'm listening to this guy's alleged plausible story, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And the fact is, if Baldwin had any brain, the first thing he would have said was, "It's on me. My hand on the gun. I'm responsible. It went off. I'm the executive producer of the movie. It was my set. This is on me." Now, whether I'm criminally culpable, let's let the lawyers figure that out. But I bear the responsibility for this. And, you know, and then make a settlement
because
with the family. It would have been done.
Right. Well, you know, Al, you're exactly right, because I would say I'll just round figure 90%, maybe even 99% of responsible gun owners, of which mostly are that have concealed carry, would have said exactly that. They would have taken responsibility because they know a gun in their hand and any round that goes down range belongs to them. They are inherently responsible. Right.
Even if you thought it was a gun and had good reason to think it was a cold gun.
Exactly.
Still.
No, you're exactly right. And this is the difference between people who are responsible gun owners versus the perception that some others think that they know who gun owners are. We've got more from Al after this. Stay with us.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vinetobar. Vinetobar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, continues with us. Al, it seems that Donald Trump may have had a serious takeaway after January 6th, and that is that, you know, the people want him to step up and be a calming agent. And so after the reverberations of the raid at Mar-a-Lago brought to you by the FBI, and then, of course, we had you know, somebody who was a supporter of Donald Trump attack police. They said, well, wait a minute, you know, maybe he needs to come to the front and say, look, we need to lower the heat here all the way around. And so he's been rather proactive. And, you know, which I'm sure some of those in the January 6th committee are kind of wrinkling an eyebrow on it, going, oh, well, you know, he's only doing that because of what he didn't do on January 6th, right?
Of course. I mean, anything Trump does, they'll automatically argue the opposite. But, yeah, and mm-hmm. It also serves Trump in the long term, too, to be the more of a you know, that calming voice, and basically say, don't take the bait. Because any
right.
one nutcase does something, it's going to be taken out on everybody who supports Trump. Just like January 6th, you know, I'm still suspended from Twitter, you know, for right. believing that the election was messed up and tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
so, you know, don't take the bait. Let's be cool. We'll work our butt off, win the election, win the next election, while still saying, don't deny anything, don't deny it, don't ignore what happened in the past, but let's be calm and methodical mm-hmm. about how we get our payback, get justice.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's,
exactly.
That actually has to be a brilliant thing for Trump, because one of the things somebody saying about Trump was, he, when he fights back, he tends to like immediately fight and not be a little bit more strategic mm-hmm. about how he fights.
Mm-hmm.
And that this might be a little more strategic, that the calmer Trump,
right.
the person that people know, the Trump that people know who actually hang out with him, that guy shows
mm-hmm.
up. over the next couple of years, that's a different story. The more, the warmer, the grandfatherly guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy shows
right.
up with a heart of love towards his nation, towards the everybody, both sides.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story. That's a different America. So we'll see.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I mean, we can hope reigns eternal here, and that that maybe Trump can, he needs to control that part of the narrative. You're right. He himself has taken the bait and exacerbated the problem. And you learn by experience, especially. I mean, you think you know politics until you realize there's always something new to learn, right? And he's realizing that as much power and influence that he has, he needs to, make sure that it is for the good of all concerned. And I think that even just in the narrative and how it comes across, like you said, as opposed to being somebody who is, rashly bitter. Once you get in control, then we can take a look and really let's codify a voting system that is legal. It's like a friend of mine said this morning. He said, I think the thing that they ought to do is find a way to, on voting day, knock out the internet. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this was brilliant. It was a brilliant idea. If you took out the internet just for the day of voting, what would happen?
Nobody would know the results, but nobody can know what to fix it. Now, how many votes they need to fix. But, because England, where when they do a vote, they stop advertising the last week before the election.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling us the same idea. Let's just keep it straight to the mm-hmm. vote and just, let's see how the votes come out. Let's try and then do it.
Exactly.
Let's no taking five weeks to determine what a vote is,
Exactly.
Nonsense.
But could you imagine, though, Al? Think about that. Internet is down. The social media oligarchs would go nuts. But forget it. But Dominion, they said they didn't need the internet anyway. So those routers that they have, those modems that they have in those machines, they would truly be inert because the internet would not, would be knocked down for that day.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It'd be interesting. I mean, certainly, the funny thing is, we've been through all this, a lot of this before, without the technology. A lot of the things we do and the reason mm-hmm. we do elections the way we do is because we had to deal with messes in the past, and we got over it, learned different, more effective ways to do it to minimize cheating. And that was just mm-hmm. going back to the same old ways that led to cheating before. So...
Yeah.
But
the problem is, though, Al, is I think we've entrusted the wrong people. I mean, you brought in the cheaters and the thieves to give you a system that would ensure just more thievery and more cheating, like you said. I mean, come on. You're utilizing the same machines that third world countries, Venezuela, have used in order to fix the vote. Oh yeah, let's use those machines. just on its face. I mean, you go, hey, what are we? Are we a bunch of idiots here or what?
Well, it's like the Rolling Stones hired the Hell's Angels to do security at Altamont in '69.
Oh yeah.
It's like, this is not going to end well. So you're absolutely right. We do have to get control of it because we do have to have a system where results are accepted by people, period. And it's like win or lose. And that's the American way. That's been the American way. Okay. Mm-hmm. My guy or gal lost this time. I believe this mm-hmm. vote was fair.
Well, see, that's the problem, though. We have a culture that has been so conditioned for a performance trophy that even when you lose, you just can't even admit you lose, It's just amazing to me. And politics is like the worst of it all, for what we have been subjected to in this century, with Bush all the way up, where, couldn't believe the vote. Everything, there was all these signs and everything you ignored. You got 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania vote 100% for Barack Obama. But I guess, you're not supposed to look into that. You know, you're not supposed to say, you know, well, maybe isn't that odd? Should we kind of just look into that? I mean, is that a pattern for something that could happen in the future? And of course, Pennsylvania has become what are they like the headquarters for voter fraud?
Oh man, I mean, oh yeah. I mean, I just like the pollster was saying that in 2020 that Trump needed to win Pennsylvania by more than 5% just to overcome the cheating that would be about 5%. You know, it's baked into the yeah. way that they do things, and people have been gone to jail for it, but it hasn't stopped. So you know that's why these things have to be in place so people will trust the result. And that's how it's so important. I hate to repeat myself, but you got to think it's on the level. And there's no way right now to think, well, some of the, you know, states that put in, you know, election fixes, those folks, you know, can be a little bit more secure about those. You see things like, I saw something mm-hmm. on Facebook today of like in Arizona, they have Dropbox watching parties to stop mules,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
to scare off mules. You know, okay, citizens are getting involved, and that's the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, this is what the country is all about. It's we the people, and the people need to have trust and confidence in their government. And sadly, look at it. At every turn, Al, it's at its lowest. I mean, the FBI does radical things like they're doing right now that they've done throughout, you know, ever since Donald Trump came to the forefront. I mean, we've got 5 years of absolute insanity from the FBI. You know, falsifying affidavits, nobody going to jail, they've gotten away with it, people still retire with their pensions after they've cheated. You know, I mean, this is just incredible. And that they still, you know, look at, to me, when somebody has lied and cheated, you know, what happens in the government is they go to work for CNN or CNBC or something. It's like, wait a minute, what happened to credibility?
Yeah, Andrew McCabe being a perfect example. He was the deputy director of the FBI. He was the acting director for a little while, but he was the deputy director of the FBI. He lied to federal agents. And this guy's on, what, MSNBC or CNN as this, you know, esteemed expert on the FBI and security.
On how to lie. Right.
And again, people, I'm probably repeating this over and over again, but people got to understand what he lied about. The article he leaked, he lied about leaking his story to the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal article was about how he, according to whistleblowers in the FBI, has hindered the investigation into Hillary Clinton. He leaked his side of the story. See, nobody's, you got to go back even into that step. Well, did he hinder the Clinton investigation? Did he block it? That's kind of a big story.
Nope. You would think, right? No. No. And then you got, and Peter Strzok, I mean, the lives that they upended of well-meaning, you know, civilian-oriented people that just, you know, wanted to go and serve the country. And you're put through hell and what have you because you decided to serve the wrong part of the country. You know?
Yeah.
And unbelievable. Yeah, and they wonder why people don't trust them anymore. They're not worthy of trust. That's really what it comes down to. Al Parada has been with us from Stream.org. Al, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you for being with
us. Let's face it. Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you